election day. He'd wake me up early and say, come on, son, come on. We got to go down to the polling place. I'd say, what is it, Daddy? You worried about that bond referendum? The new property tax bill? He'd say, hell no, I didn't even know what no damn bond referendum is. You know what I'm looking for? You ever seen them women sit at the card tables at the polling place? Them beefy ones. The ones with their tatas that just splay all across the table. Big old fat butts that barely fit on them folding chairs. You ever seen them, son? About 58 to 62 years of age. Ain't got nothing better to do than sit there volunteering their time all day long watching people go in and out of them damn booths, son. I said, stop it, Daddy. I'm so tin, hun. I'm gonna have to wail away before we get going. So we drive down to the polling place. He said, there's one now. Look at her. She's handing out literature. It's your civic duty to vote. He said, get her, boy. So I go walking over there. I said, excuse me, ma'am. She said, son, have you voted? I said, well, not yet, but I don't believe I can concentrate on the candidates. You see, I was struck by the vision of your loveliness handing out them brochures. And what I'd like to hand you is roses, compliments, and kisses. You're the sweetest thing I've seen in a long time. Would you mind going riding with me? She said, well, young fella, I feel like I'm 30 years young. I'd love to go ride with you. So I open up the passenger side of the truck, and there's Daddy sitting behind the wheel with his toothless grin, pyrrhea all over his gums, Tipperilla in the corner of his mouth. She said, who's that? I said, that's my daddy. She said, I don't believe I want to go riding with both. I said, hit the gas, Daddy. Well, we took her out on the backcountry road. You know, we left the hard road and we got off where it gets all rutted up. And we explained to her that we thought she was triple sweet and that we'd just like to have a moment of peace in this crazy world. And, you know, she went for it hook, line, and sinker. Well, you know it, we're knocking the bottom out of it. Daddy's driving, I'm in the back of the truck, and he's driving all the woodchuck holes he can find. There was an apple orchard, too, with apples on the ground. And we went over that thing about 40 miles an hour, and that truck is like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And I'm in the back there with Bertha. And then after I see my Shangri-La, Daddy got in there and I drove through the apple orchard. Then we got back to the polling place and she was happy and we were happy. And as she walked back, she said, hey, ain't you guys gonna vote? And Daddy smiled and said, no way, Bertha. With all the secretions I got on all over me, if I touch anything electronic, I'm liable to electrocute myself.
Keep it locked and loaded for...